This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. The Union Cabinet has reiterated its commitment to make Seva Teerth a global example of sensitive, accountable and citizen-centric governance. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, after the Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw informed that the Cabinet also approved the proposal for alteration of the name of State of Kerala as Keralam. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs approved three multi-tracking railway projects covering 8 districts across Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Jharkhand. The total estimated cost of the project is 9,072 crore rupees and will be completed by 2030-31. Mr. Vaishnaw said the Cabinet approved minimum support prices MSP of raw jute for marketing season 2026-27. He said the MSP of raw jute TD3 grade has been fixed at 5,925 rupees per quintal for 2026-27 season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Israel from today. This will be the second visit of Prime Minister to Israel. During the visit, the Prime Minister will meet his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. Ministry of External Affairs said the two leaders will review the significant progress made in India-Israel strategic partnership. They will discuss further opportunities in various areas of cooperation, including science and technology, innovation, defense and security, agriculture, water management, trade and economy, and people-to-people exchanges. The 10th meeting of India-Israel Joint Working Group JWG on Counterterrorism was held yesterday in New Delhi. Joint Secretary Counterterrorism in the Ministry of External Affairs Dr. Vinod Bahade and Head of Bureau Strategic Affairs Division Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Israel Nadav Escher led the delegations. The meeting underscored the importance of bilateral cooperation in countering terrorism, reflecting the spirit and breadth of the India-Israel strategic partnership. India has abstained in the UN General Assembly on a draft resolution that called for an immediate, full and unconditional ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. The draft resolution was adopted yesterday by the 193-member UN General Assembly with 107 nations voting in favor, 12 against and 51 abstentions. India was among the 51 member states abstaining from the resolution introduced by Kyiv, along with Bahrain, Bangladesh, Brazil, China, South Africa, Sri Lanka, United Arab Emirates and the United States. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda has inaugurated the AI-enabled eICU Command Center at Yashoda Medicity in Ghaziabad. The initiative is expected to strengthen critical care services at the district hospital level by enhancing clinical coordination, standardizing treatment protocols and supporting on-ground medical teams through structured guidance. Mr. Nadda highlighted that more than 1.81 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs have been operationalized across the country, with over 50,000 centers already certified under the National Quality Assurance Standards (NQAS). National Association of Software and Service Companies (NASSCOM) has said that India's technology industry workforce grew a modest 2.3% in financial year 26, signaling measured hiring as artificial intelligence reshapes traditional employment patterns. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai on the sidelines of NASSCOM Technology and Leadership Forum 2026, President Rajesh Nambiar said the industry continues to be a net job generator and the overall number of employees is set to increase by 2.3% to 5.95 million in financial year 26 from 5.82 million a year ago. Stating that AI is both expanding and compressing work, Mr. Nambiar said AI is now embedded in virtually every technology proposal. And India Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over Andaman and Nicobar till today. The Met Department has also predicted thunderstorms accompanied with lightning over Chhattisgarh, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahe, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Vidarbh for today. IMD said dense fog conditions are expected in the morning hours over Punjab and Odisha for today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.